Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They do make your life a whole lot better and your pet's life even better, because it's Alan Kaplan to the rescue again with all sorts of good information, stuff to get to, great guests coming up over the next hour, and not one, but two gift certificates also as well at 15 and 45 past the hour, so you can actually plan to stay with us for that. Ladies and gentlemen, Nan Cohen, Total Talk, Talking Pets, Pittsburgh Pets, with Alan Kaplan on KDK Radio.
I don't even have my earbuds in yet. Oh, boy, this has been fun coming in. I did a little video. I'm turning into you driving in here, right? I walk in the building. He's hiding in his car. I assume he's here. Nick, he's not here. We back down. He goes and gets him over there. Ashley comes running to the door. Where you at? She had her little nervous. We're all here. It's all good to go.
It's all good.
You got that?
Yeah.
You know, all right, we'll start the show while I go.
It's all good.
You know what? Go start the show while I go ahead and find my earbuds.
Okay.
All right, go.
Well, we're going to talk about some.
I'll jump in here.
I'm talking about
some fun
facts for dogs.
Wait a minute. I wanted to see him handle it.
He's got it all under control.
Hey, by the way, I saw some of the wonderful, beautiful pooches you have waiting for people to come out there and buy and take home and love. Incredible, man.
Yeah, there's a great selection of puppies out there right now.
Oh, cute little.
Including my favorites back, the French Bulldog.
Oh.
And he is a little creamy, biscuit-colored thing. Oh, man.
I'm tempted
every minute of the day.
How do you not end up bringing more of these wonderful...
Well, we had six, and unfortunately Lucy passed away, which we know about.
Right.
We're down to five, and it's... I just can't keep bringing more home. So five's a good number. Three's
a little
good
older,
number.
A little wiser, but it's got to be tough.
Yeah, especially when this little guy looks at you all day long. He is very, very
Look how he melts when he talks about a bulldog.
Yes, listen, the toughest person in the world, when they get around their pet, it's goo goo gaga.
Oh, absolutely.
I love
absolutely.
You, give me a hug, all that sort of thing. When we talk to these pets, like, they actually understand us, but I think sometimes they do.
Well, they do, and that's part of what we're – one of the tips that we were talking about, talked about how dogs learn probably about up to maybe 100 words, understand 100 words.
Really?
Hey, Rob.
That's actually four more than me.
I was going to say, that's pretty close, buddy. That's pretty close over there. Hey, I'm ready to roll now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you got somebody on the phone over there for us, I think.
And you're ready to roll the show to start.
Huh?
Said you're ready to roll the show.
Can I take my sunglasses off and continue onward?
I can put mine on and we can match.
All right, let's do it. Hey, let's bring on. This is kind of cool. He's on there. Eric's on there. So this is my cousin, Eric Feldman. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, man. Hey, how's it going today?
Good, good.
Well, we got some news to tell everybody, right?
Yes, we absolutely do.
Well, go ahead and share it. I kind of teased them driving in here on Facebook Live. Frankie Buns is opening.
Yes, we are absolutely pleased to announce that Frankie Buns is finally going to be open. It's taken a little while for the construction, but we had a great crew that got everything put together, and we are absolutely ready to go. We've been training our crew for the past week, and it's really exciting.
Well, I was excited because I got a call. I was up at your store when we were talking to Eric that day, and Eric says to me, hey, I'm looking for something special for the pets coming.
Yeah.
And so this whole conversation struck up.
Oh, we could do that.
Go ahead.
We could do that, I said.
Tell them your
Well, we have, you know, we always talk about the Barkery, these fancy dog cookies that we have. They're all iced and beautiful looking and really are just unbelievable. Well, we tracked down some that look like a big hot dog with some mustard on it.
Ooh.
Stop.
So it looks really cool.
What? No, I'm serious,
I got a picture.
Rob.
I'll show you.
You and I were just talking about trying to watch what we eat. Now, you know,
these are for dogs. These are for dogs.
Well, so what?
Well, I'm telling you what. When you
what I'm talking about is for hot dogs. What he has to sell is for us. Is for us.
Yeah. But when you see these, they're adorable, let alone. But people want to eat them all the time when they're in your store. So, needless to say, the conversation.
Well, you can. They smell good too.
Yeah, Alan and Eric. So Eric's like, well, you know, I want to get something in the store for the pets, and so go ahead.
So here we go. Here, Rob.
Absolutely wanted to get something for our fur buddies. So when we're at the store, we absolutely want you to stop by with your dogs. We are absolute dog people. We will have bowls up to water the dogs and absolutely have treats. The name of our corporation is Two Dudes Dogs. My partner and I both have two dogs each. We are absolute dog lovers, so that was natural for us.
Well, I'm telling you, it's just funny how it just all the worlds connect all the time. And so Alan's taking care of getting those made for you for your opening. And I don't know, you probably have them there all the time. But we're excited. I'm sure it's going to be a warm welcome getting the dogs back up to the hot dogs, I should say, up to Squirrel Hill. And I know you've been working really, really hard. So can you give us the address, hours, everything that we need to know?
Yes. The address is 2108 Murray Avenue in Squirrel Hill. And our hours are going to be Monday through Thursday. We'll be open from 11 until 11. Friday and Saturday, I'm sorry, 11 till 10. I'm sorry, Monday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday, 11 until 11. And Sunday from 12 until 8. And our first day that we will be open to the public will be June 3rd, followed by a grand opening at the end of the month on June 29th.
Well, I think we're going to show up. What do you think, Al?
I'm going to miss the third.
Well, you know what?
I'm out of town.
You know what's really funny?
I'll be back, though.
I'm not waiting for you because I've been waiting to go somewhere else with you for 2 years now. So I think I'm going to go
by myself. I'm
going to
be somewhere you can't even call me on a cell phone. So
I'll be
off the grid for a couple of days.
I think I'll have to bring Rob. Rob, will you be my date?
Absolutely.
Oh, how about that, Eric? I got a new date.
Okay. Well,
kick me to the curb. That's
right. Love to have you anytime. We can't wait to see you.
Well, we're excited. I think it's going to be a
I was by the other day and peeked in the window. There wasn't anybody there then, or at a knock that said, let me in.
Oh, you're already scouting it out. I think it's going to be a great welcome to the Squirrel Hill neighborhood. It's very diverse up there now, so I think bringing back a good hot dog shop is going to be fabulous. So we're excited for you, looking forward to it, and we'll keep you posted. Eric's going to join us from time to time. We're going to talk about what's going on up there, and we're going to do some live work up there at his hot dog store. So
absolutely.
We're excited.
And I'd like to put a gift certificate out there for your listeners as well. So the next time you have a contest, we'll have a $25 gift card for you for Frankie Bonds for one of your lucky listeners.
Well, you'll be right here giving that out. All right, we'll get you back here soon. We look forward to the excitement. It's all happening starting next week.
All right, speaking of gift certificates, we'll take the 10th caller right now to win an amazing $25 gift certificate from Petland and Alan Kaplan. That number is 412-922-1020. So if you have any questions about your pets, especially all those great behavioral questions, nutritional questions, treats and toys and things that really make them want to just be a big part of your family, now would be a great time to give us a call. All of our lines are available. He and Nan are going to jump into a lot of good stuff when we get back in just a couple of moments. It's Petland. It's their hour. It's Nan Cohen Total Talk, talking Pittsburgh Pets, 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Yes, it is, and congratulations to Doreen of Pittsburgh of that $25 gift certificate from Allen Petland Pittsburgh Mills. Your questions are welcome now at 866-391-1020, or you can reach us via the internet at Dollar Bank Instant Access, kdkradio.com. Nan.
Well, it's good to have you back in the studio. Everybody did notice that you were.
Well, thank you. It was good to be back.
Yeah, so we're happy about that.
It wasn't like I was just playing hooky for no reason.
No. We kind of, Rob and I, we kept them abreast when you weren't here if you didn't see the videos. But you're looking good.
Picture was kind of gross.
Well, I didn't share that photo exactly. But I'm going to tell you, somebody contacted me and asked if they could come on. They want to talk about water safety, which we do talk about during the season because – you know, these with the rains and people on boats and people don't understand, they're swimming in lakes, swimming in the rivers. These things can change in a heartbeat. So, and they had heard a previous show of yours where, you talk about the life preservers and everything else. So they asked if they could join a show, and I said, absolutely. So we're going to get that done.
Okay.
We talked to Marita Williams. She's going to be back probably doing the June travel show with you. She'll be sitting in here for the full hour. You got lots of stuff coming up.
We do. It's going to be a busy summer.
I know. Kicking it off with Memorial Day.
And then it goes so quick, unfortunately.
Oh, my gosh. We're talking about all these things that you look for with pets. I wanted to get out of the way because somebody sent an email. Please, please, please. Their pet was hit with a tick and had some severe reactions. And I wanted you to come out of the gate a little bit and talk about your stock. You have all the supplies for it. But how important is it for everybody? It's not the kind of thing to put it off.
Well, no. I mean, if the dogs and cats can get it, imagine you can get it as well. So you want to watch. I know a couple guys that go hunting or fishing, and they had them in their head, and they didn't even know it for a couple of days. So almost the same as a dog would have had it until you find it. But, you know, at least for there's sprays for humans, but as far as the dogs and cats go, there's the liquids that you put in the back that still work real well.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, I've been a big fan of the collars.
Yeah, I use the Seresta.
Yeah, the new collars are, you know, I really hesitated for what I dragged my feet maybe about 2 years on those.
I went to them before you.
Yeah,
did.
And I dragged my feet on them, and I just couldn't fathom a flea collar doing what it's supposed to do. And between Dr. Wiles and the proof in the pudding, I use them.
Well, it's not just a flea collar. It's way more than a flea collar.
Well, it's
a collar, but it covers everything.
Yeah, it has little reflectors on it for a night.
Yes, it does. But it's amazing that that can be done. And that, ours lasts 8 months.
8 months, yeah.
And I know they're talking about one now that can go 12 months. But I'm.
Yeah, they keep pushing that. I'm not so, you know, again, we'll drag our feet and test it again.
Yeah, but I've been, we're happy with the results. No side effects.
8 months for the cost is pretty darn, is good.
Yeah. So that is so, but the bigger piece to that is of the importance. And it takes that step out of you being late, applying.
Well, yeah, but there are some animals or some pets, like my, the Chinese crescent is bald. The collar is a little bit harsh for her. Now, she doesn't have any hair, really. So we're not overly concerned. We can check the spots on her, but the liquid does better for her than the collar just because she has no hair.
Well, because she's
so
a Chinese.
So her skin gets burned, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So that particular breed, but in general, they work great.
Right. So it's important. I'm telling you, people, I was talking to our landscapers that were at the house, and they're just amazed.
Well, you see them on the news every night. They're out no matter where you go.
Yeah. And
you know, I'm saying I'm going to be off the grid in the next week or week and a half, and I have a big old can of bug spray, but not only the bug spray, but the ones that take care of the ticks as well, because we're going to be out in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, well, you got to wear the boots and the jeans and the.
Oh, yeah, it'll be 90 degrees and I'll be sweating, but I'll have all that on.
That's not something you want to play around with.
No,
you
definitely
look like,
not.
You look like you're itchy over there.
You itchy? Not itchy. I'm trying to get your attention.
I know.
That our friend Summer is like.
Summer's got stuff he's going to be coming up talking about right after the news.
He's a man for all seasons, summer, winter, spring, and fall.
You can't go far without him. Duh. That was a nice leadway into that, but yeah, because he's taking care of us all the time as well.
We need to broadcast live from Squirrel Hill one day.
Okay.
I would love that. That would be a real honor for me. But camp out overnight. I think that would be pretty cool.
Okay, I'll call you out on that.
Thanks.
That'll be before we eat the hot dogs or after, or maybe the submarine.
We could all do it during.
All in one. Be like eating fest.
Yeah, we kind of do it all
that's
together.
That's Squirrel Hill.
I get that house render, we'll be in great shape.
Okay. You know, one thing I have a really tough time talking about, portion control with our pets, when we don't do it for ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you got to splurge every once in a while.
I know. You do.
Well, that's right. You have a rental over there.
Yeah, we're showing it. It's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I called him yesterday. Where are you at? I'm at the rental.
Who's got a rental?
He does,
where
and
at?
It's available.
Well, I have two, but I have one in Squirrel Hill right now. It's available.
Yeah.
Why you want to move?
Listen, Squirrel Hill would never be the same if I moved in. That'd be great.
With the Pratt Pack moving in there.
Oh, man, that would be like, oh, man, that would be great.
Yeah. And it's not going to be for rent for long because Squirrel Hill is
so
hot. But
yeah, there's people knocking on the door every day, literally.
What a great
community. I called him yesterday. What are you doing? Oh, I'm at the rental. Oh, okay. Hey, you're everywhere.
No, I kind of lose touch with him because when a tenant moves in and they're there for a year or two or three, the last one was there for 4 years, I'm like, I don't get to go in there and do things anymore. Now they're gone. We fix it all back up again, you know, update things.
Right, yeah,
freshen
up after.
Give it a fresh
but
coat.
But it was a long-term tenant.
Yeah, there was a little bit of woodwork that they had done, and we got it all done. And I'm back in tune with this house again, and I like that a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, you got that out
there,
too.
For that matter.
That's what I saw about Squirrel Hill
today,
apparently.
Because now I'm there three, four, 5 times a week again. Where when the tenants are, I'm not there as often. I have to make a real effort.
It's all about Squirrel Hill. All right. I do want to talk about, because I know you've changed over the store, as to what's going on within the store, because it was really nice to pack up all the winter stuff and get it on out of there.
Well, yeah, but now we brought it back out, believe it or not. The reason being, I thought...
I was there. It was moving out.
Well, it's in a sale bin right now, because I'm just thinking to myself, you know, why pack it up and put it away for next year? There's going to be so much new stuff coming out and new things out there. Why don't we just let it go at a nice discounted price right now. Let some people benefit from it. Let the dogs benefit from it. And why hold it over?
Well, you surprised me with that because I love when
we changed our.
I love seeing that winter stuff go.
Yeah, it was packed up, and we just said, you know what? Let's just put it on sale and get it out of there.
Oh.
People will benefit from it, and then the people in the fall will benefit.
You got the microphone, so go ahead and tell them.
More new stuff in the fall. It allows us to have more new stuff. Let's put it that way.
I hear you. That's a great idea. I don't really want to see it, but that's okay.
Well, the biggest thing we brought back out were the beds.
Yeah. Well. Oh.
Because summertime, you know, what do the dogs do? They lay on your ceramic floor, your linoleum floor.
No.
Whatever. They don't always want something that's warm and cuddly, like something a little bit cooler.
No. They like what they're used to and what they're comfy in.
Oh, my dogs all lay on the ceramic floors.
Okay, well, that's your dogs. Lily's a princess.
Well, except for the bald one. She'll crawl under the covers with you.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
She did last night. She crawled up under the covers, rolled up in her back, and no one could see me wiggling my back. But she wiggled on her back to lay there, like my arms off to the side, like I was holding somebody next to me. And she wiggled right in there and laid down like I was holding her.
Aw.
It was pretty cute. She never did that before.
Aw, did she get a pic?
She might do that with the kids, but she doesn't usually do it with me.
Did you get a photo?
I'm laying in bed, and she's laying there next to me.
Do a little selfie action.
The phone was on the other side of the room.
Oh, it's a typical man. Oh, I wouldn't have missed the moment.
Well, you know, it depends what you sleep in, too.
Oh, you got it covered. I know you touched over the bulldog, and I want to get to we're going to take the break, and I want to get to summer, but I know you touched over the bulldog, but who else is up there? There were some beautiful dogs.
There are. Just lost my train of thought for a second.
Is he still on that bulldog?
The bulldog's there. The teddy bear, Zushan, which is a gorgeous little dog. Zushan, a Shih Tzu and a Bichon mix, but a lot of people call him a teddy bear. Malteses we have, Yorkshire Terriers we have. There's a lot of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Big dogs, small dogs, fuzzy dogs. No bald dogs right now.
No. Okay, that's okay.
It's okay.
It's change of the season. And I do want to push out there that if you want to get out and get the dog groomed, and if you're we're talking the ticks and the fleas and everything else. The ticks have me a little
grooming,
on edge.
My
right
sister
now.
Wanted to have her dog groomed. She wouldn't have done this weekend. We're just booked, so she had to wait till next weekend.
Well, that's what I'm telling you.
Mike, you can't call one day in advance and expect an appointment just because you know the boss. You got to wait your turn around like everybody else.
Oh, she was throwing some weight around.
Yeah, she wasn't happy about that.
Yeah, well.
But she's happy to get them groomed whenever they can.
I think the best part of that is you having somebody else look at the pet. And not that we as pet owners don't go over our pets and look for those things, but I think it's more important for the service to be done and to have somebody take another.
Well, yeah, and the groomers look at them a lot differently than you look at your own pet, and they look in different places.
I agree.
And when they're cutting and cleaning, they're doing things that you don't normally do.
Yeah, it's amazing. Rob, if we were doing this show 15, 20, 25 years ago.
You would never talk about this.
It wouldn't even be on the board talking about it.
No.
That's because people are a little bit more plugged into the world around them now.
Well, and these ticks came. Where did deer ticks came from? The last 5, 10 years they've cropped up like crazy?
Right.
And maybe they'd always been there. We don't know, but I don't know. But the Lyme disease, I think, it seems like maybe for years maybe the animals were just sick or people were sick and nobody knew why. They've been able to identify it. So
it could be. But, you know, the other day, Abby, my youngest, is now home, and she was heading to a bonfire. And right away the instinct was, you know, make sure you're wearing pants. You're going out there at night. You're going to do your s'mores and everything else. And it's like, well, you know, they're sitting in the grass. They're sitting here. They're sitting there. It's like, you want to make sure, you know, take some bug spray. It's like, I once a mother, always a mother. I got that. But you just don't think about it. At her age, this is the new norm.
Yeah, and the bug spray is not sticky and wet and nasty and smelly. It's all easy, nice stuff now.
All right. Yeah. We're going to take a break. Come back. Summer is going to join us on the other side. Open our insurance agent. And of course, please stay with us because Alan's here till 1. We'd love to hear from you, so please give us a call. 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Next hour, Dr. Joseph Hahnemann, Weiner Wellness Center. Of course, Get Well Naturally. And then the Raja Show wraps up our day between 2 and 3 on KDK Radio. Obernauer Insurance Agency, summer standing by. More with Alan Kaplan. And here she is, the Honorable Mayor of Squirrel Hill, Nan Cohen. How are you?
Who's on the phone one more time?
Your guy.
My guy?
Yeah.
I think he likes saying his name now.
I do.
That's what it is. I'm like, well, how many times he said, I'm going to go back and watch the Facebook Live and I'm going to count. How many times has he said the name Summer?
By the way, I pay him per...
Each time.
Paper name.
Listen, he got a resounding thumbs up from a former athletic director, at that wonderful school that is Fox Chapel the other day, who I ran into literally days after we mentioned his name. I hadn't seen him in years, but when I mentioned Summer's name, he had nothing but great things to say about what he does in the community and for the school district, and that just made me feel pretty good.
He's a stand-up guy, that Mr. Urbanoff.
He is. He's, and believe me, if he works as hard on the school board as he does in the insurance agency, I'd be making sure everything I was supposed to do, I did it, because he's that kind of tactician. He don't miss anything.
He's got you covered.
I know he does. I know he does. He's the best.
Okay, now that your head's really blown up.
Summer?
Yeah. Well,
you were looking at me, and I didn't say a word.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm sort of stumbling through this. But happy Memorial Day to everybody. Yeah, Memorial Day weekend.
I felt guilty calling you and telling you to call in today.
And you should, because this is a really busy time for us. You have a lot of people who are driving classic cars in, you know, in parades on over the weekend, or they're bringing their boats out, or they're opening their pools. And part of the things with what we do with people who have these seasonal toys is review your coverage prior to putting it back on the road. You know, we had a terrible tragedy in the community a couple weeks ago, a storage warehouse basically burned to the ground in our community in Aetna. And, I mean, it was all over the news. And, you know, upwards of $50 million worth of classic cars and boats were in there. I mean, you know, I mean, this is stuff that, you know, is the, if you use the word, you know, non-replaceable or something I've had all my life, there were just many, many examples of that. And what we do with all our customers that have classic cars and have boats is we are sure that they are valued properly. So heaven forbid something happens like that, the value that they're supposed to be is the value that, that the people will recover. There's, you know, their hearts are broken because they've lost something they've had all their lives. But then imagine going to say to them, oh, here's $100,000 because you have a 30-year-old car and that's all it's worth, unless it's valued property. So that's something, you know, that we do. You know, they're out driving parades. The boats are going on the river for the first time. Do you have enough liability insurance? Your backyard pools are open. Nan, I know you have neighbors in your neighborhood that are just opening up their pools. And that's what we do. It's a crazy time of the year for us. And we
absolutely
so often talk about home insurance, life insurance, auto insurance, but this is stuff that is just as important to many of our customers.
Hey, we were talking earlier. We're going to do a water show for pets. I mean, it's just out there. Whether you're talking on the boats, you have them. You know, you have them in the lakes, in the rivers, in the ocean. I mean, things happen, and so the next thing you want to make sure is everything covered the right way. So
you have your pet. You have your pet on your boat, and it goes after, you know, as crazy as it sounds, it goes and attacks somebody on another boat or causes damage. You know, what's going to cover that?
Right, right.
And there is insurance for stuff like that. You just need to be sure that those fluky things that you have protection for, because you don't want somebody suing you for $50,000 for damage that their animal did.
How about that? That's why he's your guy. Say his name one more time.
Summer Obernauer.
There you go.
But listen, real quick, you know, Lauren Klein, who you mutual friends, today she talked about a story that, you know, I was thinking about all of you. You know, she went basically to a home that she was going to list, and there were not one but two dogs, pit bulls, just to mention, but dogs in general, and another dog basically roaming free in this house. And it really kind of rolled up on her, and she's a huge pet lover.
Exactly.
And she said she felt uncomfortable, and she was kind of telling, you know, the consumer out there, you really have to think about what you're doing when it comes to your pets. And obviously, because you look at what he does, insurance and the possibility of a lawsuit. I mean, there's so many things involved. So your pets have become a more than just a friendly little companion. They're an intricate part to your household.
And it's something that you never think is going to happen to you, because your animal is the most gentle person. Yeah, and I use the word person. It's the most gentle thing, you know, in your household. But stuff happens, and you just need to be covered for it.
That's why we got you, Summer. Summer, you're going to be back in a couple of weeks, and we had Cindy Walker on with us. Last time, Cindy's going to...
She's coming back with me in June.
Yep, she's going to be here beginning of June, and we're going to continue on that because we really lit up some things with that discussion to be continued. Alan, we'll talk with you. We're going to finish up Alan's show. You think you got to take care of the pet insurance because we got to get into the details with that. So, Summer, we're going to have you back. Thanks for tuning in on the holiday weekend. Have a great rest of the weekend, Summer.
Guys, be safe.
All right, and remember to, I'm sure you'll all echo these sentiments, take a little time to pay tribute to our veterans and those who've made the ultimate sacrifice.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
All right, we got about 5 minutes before the break.
Yep.
And another giveaway, and then we'll come back in the home stretch. But I do want to remind everyone, if you have a question for Alan, be a good time to give him a call right now, 866-391-1020. Nan.
Why don't you go through some of these amazing pieces? I was,
we could do that.
I was absolutely astounded when I started reading about...
About 101 fun facts about dogs?
Yeah, it's just stuff that we never really think about, and yet they've logged everything that you could possibly need to do. I don't want to be the Debbie Downer, but the average dog lives 10 to 14 years.
Yeah.
And there's some that, on the average, they live less than 10.
Yeah, but you're talking maybe 9-ish, 8-ish.
Really?
So I always say that 8 to 12 and then the 12 to 15.
Wow.
Range depending on the type of dog it is. So, you know, the smaller dogs tend to live a little bit longer than the big dogs. And then certain breeds that are inherited, they're going to live less. We've talked about boxers before and how wonderful they are, but they don't tend to live as long as some of the other breeds. They end up with cancer quite a bit. The larger dogs have hip dysplasia.
Yeah, but then,
the little guys seem to live a little longer. But then they end up getting, you know, they have their problems too with cancer and tumors.
But this
same as we do.
Since Robbie engaged us in all this cat talk, and we've this you know, end of last year, fall, late summer, we really picked up the discussion on cats. I'm astounded. People will come up to me and tell me how old their cats are. I mean,
cats live.
Cats, I mean,
there's cats that are 20,
never,
25 years old out there.
I had 22, 18, 24. I'm like, you're looking at like I'm
25
years
on a cat? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not the norm, but they're out there.
This above 18 to 24, I'm just astounded. I love meeting people. And, you know, again, cats, I just wasn't as educated on, but I'm surprised that the length of time. And hey, they must be feeding them well because they're living good lives.
Well, yeah, now the food and the nutrition is so much better than what it used to be. They're living longer and longer.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I thought that the dog breeds, you know, the 9 to 12, the 12 to 15-year-old lifespan would start creeping up a little bit, too, and it probably has. And I'm sure Dr. Wiles or Dr. Geary or somebody could tell us that. But I think that I haven't noticed it as much as I thought it would be happening. I really thought it would be a little bit higher than that at this point in time.
Well, considering of all the things
But it could be things what I've been exposed to and not necessarily national, but just me personally. But I don't know. I thought it would be a little bit higher. But you know what? I'm looking at these facts. You know what's kind of cool is more than half the U.S. presidents have had dogs. Well, then
they got to have somebody to talk to. I mean, come on, nobody else listens to them.
Maybe that's the problem.
Imagine after being
maybe
the president.
Maybe that's the problem now.
Does he have a dog? Oh, if he doesn't.
I've never seen any photos. I'm not going to go.
No.
Not like dogs.
They always have a picture with the pres.
What kind of dog do you think he would have?
I'm going to just stop talking. Right now. I don't know.
Big dog.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't think he's a chihuahua kind of dog?
No, there's no designer dog jumping out of his, you know, Air Force One. I think he would have like a...
I'm thinking maybe more like a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah.
No, the first lady might want something a little bit smaller and fluffier.
A little more
like
petite.
A Louis type dog.
The first lady. Yeah.
Some might say a hound dog.
Maybe.
Yeah, because he's always, you know, on someone's trail.
There you go.
Okay.
Hey, that was a nice slide in there.
Thank you.
Hey, Alan, you picked a nice one to start with. You gave us a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, well, here we are. Number 16. In general, smaller breeds tend to live longer than large breeds. I mean, there's just all kinds of good stuff. The shortest breed?
Is?
The Chihuahua.
Oh, is the Chihuahua.
About 6 inches tall.
You're having...
So, you know, Caesar's back again. You know that, don't you, Mr. Kaplan? Alan Caesar, you know, the dog whisperer.
The dog
back.
Whisperer, yeah.
He is fascinating. Yeah. I mean, I really...
Caesar. He's called Caesar Caesar or something like that.
Yeah. But he's a pretty cool guy.
Do you watch him?
I used to. He's on National Geographic, and he's really got away with animals. It's amazing. But you know one thing about him, he lets these animals know who's in charge.
That's what you have to do.
I mean, but guess what? You would think the bigger dog, but them little chihuahuas can be, they can be a little ferocious at times too. Right, Alan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, they say, oh, the little chihuahua, oh, the little old lady dog. Well, that's not necessarily true.
No.
But I mean,
and they're fearless.
Well, a lot of breeds, I think, had they not, if they're not socialized when they're puppies, they would be the same way. So you're talking just because, you know, just because someone's grandmother doesn't go out very much, doesn't go to the dog park, doesn't go to the neighbor's house, doesn't have dogs come over, that the dog doesn't know anything else except her. So, of course, it's going to be a little more protective and aggressive than it would be normally if it had been socialized better. So I don't know whether it's a chihuahua or whether it's a shih tzu or a cocker spaniel. I don't think it makes a difference. I think they're all going to be that way if they're not socialized properly.
We got to go to break, but here's what I love about you. These dog parks, you're the first person in the pet world that's actually had the courage to say, not such a good idea. I have said from afar, and I'm not an expert, I just wouldn't feel comfortable. Because I've seen my dog at one time kind of get cornered by a couple of other dogs. Not a good thing. It's frightening. It's scary. It's like hyperventilating time, tears, screaming, help, 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 help.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want to be put in that situation. And if you do that more times than not, something can happen.
It'll snap eventually.
Yeah.
And then you're going to need summer, so it's going to happen.
All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break for this musical interlude, ladies and gentlemen.
Memorial Day weekend.
Mel's over there just, you know, he's grooving, man. He's getting ready for the picnic. Anyway, listen, we'll take the 10th caller right now, 412-922-1020, and back with more of Petland Pittsburgh Mills. All right, congratulations to Greg from Allison Park, winner of our gift certificate. We've got a lot of ground to cover here in the final few moments with Alan. Always good to see him. He'll be back with you next month. Nan will always be here on the weekends, so please stay tuned for your local listings to check out when she's going to be here. And I'm always promoting it, too, so you'll know when she's here. But next hour, Dr. Hahnemann, Jeffrey Nisnik, Gideon Orbach, a Weiner Wellness Center, Get Well Naturally, and then the Raja Show, 2 to 3. Nan.
How about Sir Rick?
Colonel Rick.
I told him he should come up here to the studio one time and sit in with us. He's got a lot. He's a smart guy.
He is. He's a great guy.
Rick, you'd really like him.
What's he do?
So
he's a barber.
Oh, well, I love all barbers.
He owns Rick's Barbershop up in
Blonox.
He is just the coolest guy.
Straight razor shave, straight razor on the back of your neck,
yeah,
the whole bit.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah.
No
old
kidding.
School, yeah.
He's the
hot
real,
towel.
Hot towel. Warm, he's the real warm, deal.
He's a great guy.
Cream, yeah.
You know, there are a few places that I can actually sit when I'm not at work or working. I can go to a barber shop and sit for 2 hours and not even blink. I love it that much because it's a great gathering place, man. Like a beauty shop for wonderful ladies.
Yeah, I was there this morning. Saw all my friends. Yeah, so we do.
How do you wiggle like that again?
I can wiggle, but the problem is the jiggle's coming along with it. So, yeah.
I wish I had your hair. You got nice hair.
Oh, I had it all colored today, so
looks
we're
good.
All good.
So that's not your that's colored. You actually dye your hair. I used to.
I remember
the times they are a changing.
I remember those days.
Now you're like, how much is that going to cost?
I remember.
I know you do.
You know, as we kick, I'm going to go back to the show now.
Please,
I'm going to do that right now. As we think about Memorial Day coming, and you know, we kind of get it. We step on out to freedom of feeling it. I don't know how much spring we've really felt this year. It's kind of weird. Kind of been a little weird.
I don't think we really don't have fall and spring like we used to.
No. And I was really hoping for it this year, but I'm still going to enjoy it because everybody keeps telling me it's going to rain, and I'm still looking out there in the at the KDKA studio here and still looking like the sun's out there. Sun's still out there, so it's
good. You know, if I washed the truck, it would have rained already, but since I didn't, it's going to hold off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about washing the car. I think I'll make Jimmy and Cindy drive tonight. Their car's probably clean. Ours are dirty. So, hey.
A little filthy.
When they're heading out with the pets now, we're changing the season. We always suggest the old toys, the stuff that's been laying out outside. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah, just toss it.
The pets deserve it. Get rid of that stuff. So a little bit of stuff from you on that. The stuff that you do.
Yeah,
Karen
and I just. Well, I should say more Karen than me because if I said it just her and I, she'd be pretty mad. But she did most of it. She cleaned up the backyard. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, but
she got the cover off the pool, and now we got to put the filter on and, you know, do our thing.
But you got to start thinking about it's time. That was there. The pets have played with that. Get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, even though we had snow, we didn't have that much snow. We had cold, but not that much cold. We've had so much moisture though that whatever's out there is certainly ruined at this point.
And that's what I mean.
It's full of bacteria and mold.
It's time to clean that out. Get rid of it. And believe me, they should absolutely stop at your store
because
it's so well
bucks.
Stocked and pick up those new toys.
Absolutely.
Huh?
The two center aisles with the dog toys, the side with the squeaky toys and the Nylabones, then the other side with the all the plush toys are packed to the gills right now.
It's the thing to do. We say it. This is the perfect season to do that because
absolutely,
especially when you're coming.
And we got
off.
Some stuff. You know, like I said, we have some stuff on sale that we're moving out. That you know, maybe we, you know, next new stuff's coming in and it's a year old and they're not making it again, or if they, you know, we want to get room for the new stuff. So there's nothing wrong with it, and you can catch it at a really good price right now too.
Again, before we go,
and most of it's American made, which is what we try and push.
I push that all the time for you. That's so important, especially here at this weekend. Who's up there and who's available to go home and get up there and socialize? It is going to be
Beside the French Bulldog?
Besides the French Bulldog, because I know.
Oh, we got the Zushans. We got the Malteses. We got Yorkshire Terriers. We got Shih Tzus. We got Bichonapoos. You know, just everybody.
And who? What are the bigger ones? Bigger breeds?
I didn't look, so I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, so they have to come up and see.
Yeah, because I'm almost embarrassed to say that because I was in the office doing a bunch of things this week, and I just didn't get a chance to do it.
That's okay. They're going to come up and visit you anyhow.
Yeah, that's fine.
I like the fact that
this comes hello.
I said to somebody after the last show, you weren't here, you're on the phone, and I said, oh, yeah, it's going to be up there today. And then they said, man, I went up there, and he wasn't there.
Well, you got to ask. Sometimes I'm in the back.
They think you live there.
Well, I do live there quite a bit, but sometimes I'm in the office in the back doing paperwork, which I really don't like to do. I'd rather much be on the sales floor. So just because you don't see me doesn't mean I'm not there, so ask.
I come in the back door, and he's knee-deep in paperwork. So, yeah, he is back there working.
Well, you got
Where's
all the state
Alan?
Laws, and you got the county laws, and you got all the stuff with the puppies. Puppies cause a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, but they're so worth it.
Absolutely.
They are so worth
Wouldn't trade it for anything.
And then, did you know, Abby's coming up. She's coming up to see Uncle Al for she's going to get a beta. She wants to take a beta back to school with her. But she only wants the ones that Mommy talked about that has the swimming piece in it.
Yeah, there's some really cool beta houses out there right now.
Yeah, she's coming up to see Uncle Alan for that.
You know, there's a new thing out there, too, that when I talk about betas, need a little bit more space than what they used to think they did. So some
and
of
that
stuff,
little bowl like
yeah,
this.
I mean, that's not that, but that was never, that was just more for show while they're in the store. But in general, they need a little bit more space. So a 10-gallon tank or a betta tank by itself, like the one that you're talking about getting, is a much better choice than just a bowl by itself.
She needs a 10-gallon tank.
No. You can do the one with the tubes.
Oh, okay.
But not just a little betta bowl and some gravel for $1.99. Those are old fashioned and not. They've determined they're not that healthy for the fish.
Oh, okay. So you learn something new every day. Just got to get this fancy thing where the fish swims through it. It's kind of cool.
Well, it doesn't have to be fancy, but in our case, it probably does.
Well, no, I think it's...
I mean, it is your daughter. Come on now.
Okay. Did you have fun with that, guys?
You're smiling ear to ear.
What's up with you today? Why are you so
kidding? I just am. It's a holiday weekend. It's the sun was shining when I woke up. It felt good getting on. I drove. That sunroof was open. Had my music going.
Doesn't mess up your hair with the sunroof open?
No.
You keep the windows shut.
No, I have to open up because you hear that awful blah, 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 blah noise. So yeah.
What is that noise again?
Yeah. You open your sunroof, Robbie?
I haven't in a while.
I figured that. Bring dust in the car.
No, I should get one installed in the truck. That'd be a good thing.
Make sure roots jump out. No, I'm just kidding.
Nice.
See, we're not all fortunate to have the lion's mane head of hair that this guy has.
Oh, geez.
I can burn my scalp by doing that.
He shaved this time because he knew he was going to be on the Facebook. So yeah, he's live. He's going
to
be on the podcast. He's going to be here.
Fight.
Yeah, didn't want the fight. You wanted to
it
look
was easier,
good.
It was easier to give in than fight.
You wanted to look good is all I got to say.
We have 1 minute left in the big broadcast.
So the hours for the store, you're open Monday?
We are, we're open on Monday 10 to 5-ish. 6-ish.
On Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's say 10 to 5 to be safe.
10 to 5? Yeah. It's going to be raining tomorrow. So they did say
Well, then tomorrow's going to be, if it's raining tomorrow, it's going to be a busy day in the mall.
Monday, I suppose it's raining in the evening, but we should get the whole day in.
Good.
But the forecast wasn't nice. But hey, we want to wish everybody out there a happy holiday, safe.
Yeah, and you know, keep in perspective of how the holiday really started, too, and not just the picnics and drinking.
And thank you to everybody that got us here.
Amen. Guys, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again. Stay with us. Melinda Roeder going to check that news, and then we'll continue with the Weiner Wellness Center program, Get Well Naturally. And then we are going to wrap up our day with the Raja Show. So I hope you'll stay with us this Saturday edition of Rock Pratt Weekend on KDKA Radio. News coming up next with Melinda at 1 o'clock.